Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now, when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts, I go now.
What do you say to that?
He didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hadn't been forgotten, I Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, seriously. Right? I mean, I just got to tell you that you need to get informed, you need to get involved, and then engage. I mean, in all seriousness, I'm amazed that people don't realize that most of what Joe Biden's done to this point is by executive order. Yeah, I know, because that pesky Congress and Constitution are in his way. I got that. But that doesn't give you a right to do whatever you want to do. In all seriousness. So in a recent poll, nearly two-thirds of Americans believe that illegal immigration is a real crisis. And not just a media narrative, according to a poll published on Thursday. The Axios survey, conducted by Harris Poll, also found that 51% of Americans would support mass deportations of illegal immigrants. See, Joe Biden and Democrats, you need to pay attention. I mean, not that I want you to win or anything, but, in this case, if you win, if you fix this, we all win. But you look at New York and Chicago, D.C., you look at these major cities that you have control of, and look at what's happening. Even your own constituents are teed off. In Chicago, they want to recall the mayor because of all this. You're not doing any favors for them. So the survey was conducted, found that 51% of Americans would support mass deportation of illegal immigrants, and included 42% of Democrats, 46% of independents, 68% of Republicans. Legal immigration is at the top of the voters' mindset. Not abortion, like the Dems think. See, because illegal immigration does more than play with their ability, their reproductive rights ability, right? Hurts your family, hurts your income, raises crime in your area. Yeah, you heard me, raises crime in your area. So it affects everybody. The same way. They don't ask whether you're Republican or Democrat. It affects everybody. Now, the Biden administration ranks higher than any other factor in who is to blame for the border crisis. The survey found 32% believe it is most responsible. Now, we know of over 7 million that entered in to this country. Right? 7 million. Now, 7 million came across that southwest border. That number's greater population than 36 individual states. You're going to say, I think they're just sending a message to politicians, get this under control. That's the chairman of the Harris poll, the former Clinton pollster. Of course they have to soften it up, right? Their efforts to shift the responsibility for the issue to Trump, not going to work. People see it. They know the difference. Biden, the former President Trump, visited the southern border in late February when you started hearing about all the crimes that were being carried out there. Both Biden and Trump have blamed each other for the ongoing border crisis. The funny thing about it was, Biden can live in La La Land all he wants to. He can blame Trump all he wants to for what's going on at the border. But shortly after he became president, within months, they rescinded every single one of Trump's border policies to keep the border safe. And what has happened? You've seen an influx, like a historic influx, of illegals into this country where we don't even try to stop them anymore. We give them a piece of paper that says, can you show up? And if you've been reading the stories over the last few months, over 90% of these people are not showing up for their court dates because they're afraid they're going to be sent back. Now, President Biden has criticized the immigration system. It was broken. And he's always gone after Republicans for it. Again, when they have had control of the House, the Senate, and the presidency, they did nothing about this. Absolutely nothing. Right? And Republicans came up with a bill, sent it to the Senate, and it's catching dust over there, and yet they still want to say that the Republicans have done nothing. And the thing that bothers them about the bill is they're not going to give everybody amnesty, number one. Right? I mean, number two, they don't want to give them money to finish the wall off. It's just amazing. And people are buying into it. People are falling for this stuff. I mean, the Dems could say that the Republicans don't want to do anything about this as much as they want to, but it's such a lie. It's not a misstatement. It's not rhetoric. It's not just whatever. It's a lie. They know it's a lie. And it's the only ways that they can get people to believe this on their side of the aisle, then they win big time. Right? But the other part of this whole thing that I loved is that people are catching on. Rank-and-file Democrats are catching on to all this garbage. They know it's not true. Now, I don't know if they're waking up. I don't know if they're tired of it. I don't know when they start to see people from Chicago, Democrat voters from Chicago and New York and other places, come down on Donald Trump, on Joe Biden. Any minute, maybe that woke them up. I don't know. John A. Richardson Jr. is going to join me to discuss, does your natural immunity have the resources it needs to beat cancer? How do you do that? How do you beef it up? Can it do it? Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show.
Talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 5-5 Joe. 855-732-5563. And I so much appreciate the time that you spend with us here on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being, or Xing. Don't even know what to call it anymore. Whatever it is. Anyway, being part of the conversation, which will make you part of the solution. Because I always say the same thing to you guys, and I'm really not joking about it, is that just because I have a mic doesn't mean I have the solution or the answers for you. You know, there's a lot of guys out there with microphones and people with microphones that are on the air doing podcasts, and they sound so authoritative, but they're not. They really don't have the answers for you. You have to listen to the experts. People have been doing this for a period of time. People have been doing this for a long time, and that's how you'll get the best solution that you need. Well, I'm joined by John Richardson, Jr., And, you know, he was driven by desire to carry forward the legacies of both his father and Dr. John Richardson, MD, and a family friend. And, you know, cancer, John, used to be a death sentence. When you heard the term cancer, you kind of were saying bye to friends and loved ones and getting your finances in order. Not the same today, but you're not proposing more drugs or a better solution, right?
No, I'm actually proposing a solution that was documented by G. Edward Griffin, the author of Creature from Jekyll Island, which coincidentally was written at my house as a child. He was a very good friend of my father's, Dr. John A. Richardson. And I want your audience to hear two things. One is that I'm not a doctor. I happen to be a truth teller, historian of my dad and G. Edward Griffin's story. Ed is 93 years old this year. He still runs his organization, and he still holds Red Pill Expos. The next one's coming up in June, Father's Day in South Dakota, where the 93-year-old G. Edward Griffin, who wrote Creature from Jekyll Island, exposing the Federal Reserve System, he also, most people don't know, wrote a book called World Without Cancer in 1972 that he dedicated to my father because my father introduced him to the subject because he had treated 6,000 patients in the early 70s successfully, all different levels of success, but he had done that in the 70s, and it's so well demonized that most of your audience has never heard of it. So the second thing I want your audience to know is that what I'm about to say will change their life. The information I'm about to give them, many doctors have passed from, many doctors have lost their license from, and many doctors have never been heard from again in the 70s and early 80s when they started treating their patients with what I'm about to talk to you about.
Well, you know, it's funny you bring all this up because my wife is in the homeopathic stuff, natural oils, natural, you know, changing diets and looking at the food that you're eating and what have you. And I've seen it make a difference in her life, so I believe in it, although I don't I don't practice it myself, but I do believe in what she's doing, and I've seen it make changes in her life and the friends around her. So I do believe in this stuff very, very much so. So as far as the government and or the pharmaceutical companies not wanting this to get out, this is a $1 billion industry. There's no way in God's creation they're going to let you empty their pockets if all of a sudden you showed up with a cure for cancer on Tuesday. You you probably would be gone on Monday. You wouldn't be able to show the cure for cancer on Tuesday. They're not going to let that happen. So enlighten us what you said you were going to tell us about, and let's inform the people.
Well, the fun part is that your wife is a perfect subject for her to dig into what I'm about to say and a perfect subject for me to provide all the information to her because once she understands the things she already understands, she knows there's natural answers to many things. You may not follow it, like you said. That's true. My wife is a far better nutritionist than I am. I'm just an expert at the subject of apricot seeds, Laetril, and B17 and the history of it over the last 100 years. So What I'm informing people of is that the exact thing that we should be running to when we think we have cancer, I'll call it schmancer if you're on YouTube. Are you on YouTube?
No. Okay. No, they pulled all three of my channels down. I'm nowhere to be found anymore, but go ahead.
Well, Rumble's the next best solution. I had a friend that had 1.5 million followers on YouTube, and he's quickly built his following back up on Rumble because they don't delete you for telling the truth. And everything I'm about to say has no financial incentive for me. I don't have a trademark. I don't have a patent. There's not some special secret that I'm going to sell you for $69 a month. Nothing like that. The information I'm giving you, like I said, is that since for 100 years, Dr. Ernst T. Krebs, Sr., since the 1920s, treated his patients with a substance called amygdalin or B17. It wasn't the phrase B17 wasn't coined until the 70s by his son Ernst Krebs Jr., who was a doctor, a PhD, and he discovered and started researching the fact that when a person has a lot of amygdalin or nitrilicides in their diet, their incidence of cancer is either zero or next to zero. And this is a claim that I'm censored from everywhere. If you mention my name or my website on YouTube, you're pretty much banned. We figured out how to get onto TikTok without getting banned, but still they find ways to ban if people talk about the subject. And why is that? Because the amount of funds that are raised in the last 10 years is not billions of dollars, Joe. It's $2 trillion in the last 10 years have been raised to cure cancer. It's been documented, and the cancer rates have done this. They haven't done this. They've done this, meaning they've skyrocketed to the point where most educated people know that by 2030, it's going to be not 1 in 10 people that have cancer, not 1 in 5, not even 1 in 3 like it is now. It's going to be 1 in 2. So between you and I, we're going to pick which one of us is going to die from cancer if we continue on this path. So in the past 3 months, Joe, I've discovered material that's been covered over, censored, beyond belief, and I'm just trying to get it out to everybody that possibly wants to listen to it before the big boys figure out who I am and what I'm doing. They know me. They know my dad. But before they think I'm making a big enough dent, I want to tell as many doctors and people as possible. And I am making a huge dent, and that's the exciting part about it. We are getting this information out there, and that's why I appreciate you having me on the show and your audience listening. All I ask them to do is do their research. I know that's a trendy term, but look into what I'm saying. Don't trust what I'm saying.
Yeah, I tell people all the time I could spoon feed it to you, but then you won't care about it and won't hold as much value that if you go looking for it yourself and you figure it out, through what you read and what you see, it'll work out so much better that way. You know, I will tell you, John, that I lost my YouTube channel and one of my Facebook pages when I did a piece on COVID. And it was COVID, the good, bad, and the ugly. And I had three doctors on, and that thing was pulled within 24 hours, and they pulled the channel within 48 hours. So, hey, we got to go for commercial break. Be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. Cancer is not the death sentence you think it is.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA.
USA News Update. The Supreme Court deliberating on whether Donald Trump is immune from criminal prosecution for actions he took while in office, focusing on federal election interference charges. Your special counsel attorney, Michael Dreeben.
The framers knew too well the dangers of a king who could do no wrong. They therefore devised a system to check abuses of power, especially the use of official power for private gain.
Trump's attorney argued that prosecuting a president for official acts is incompatible with the Constitution. Economic growth in the U.S. during the first quarter of the year was significantly slower than expected. The Commerce Department's latest figures show the gross domestic product increased by just 1.6%, short of the forecast of 2.4%. And San Diego has become the top city for illegal immigrant arrivals at the southern border for the first time since the late 90s, surpassing Tucson, Arizona. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was going to
do. I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. And you do that by getting informed. You know me? That's one of my biggest pet peeves is when you're out there, you're spewing the last headline you saw, the last tweet that you saw. But the reality is you need to get informed. You need to get informed to make sure you're not giving misinformation to other people, that you can save yourself and help yourself out as well. Well, I'm joined by John A. Richardson, Jr., and he joins me to discuss one of the things we're talking about here is cancer is not the death sentence of your grandfather. I mean, that's my title, but it's true. Somebody's diseases, some of these things that you get, they don't have the death sentence that they had 40 years ago. And they didn't even, according to John, they didn't even need to have these death sentences back then either, did they, John?
They absolutely did not. The answer was around the 70s. After my dad, I mentioned my dad was arrested, or maybe I didn't, but my dad was arrested along with his nurses. All of his patients filed confiscated in 1972 after he was treating people successfully with cancer. And that began a United States-wide groundswell of people interested in this subject. And by 1977, there was 1 million members of an organization called International Association of Cancer Victims and Friends. There was 20,000 chapters across the United States, all trying to get Laetril approved as a treatment for cancer. And in 1977, my dad's book came out called Laetril Case Histories, The Richardson Cancer Clinic Experience, where he proved beyond a shadow of a doubt by having people that had gone to an oncology clinic and been proven to have cancer, went through his treatment program, and then were found cancer-free at the same clinics afterwards, including some amazing cases. He proved without a shadow of a doubt. Pat Griffin, who is G. Edward Griffin's wife, was his co-author. She's a nurse. She's 93 years old now and still alive and well and doing very great. Still a regular consumer of Laetrile and apricot seeds. Buys them from me regularly, as a matter of fact. But here's the point. She said there was many more extraordinary cases, that miraculous cases that were called spontaneous, cures. My dad said I had the highest rate of spontaneous cures known to medicine. She said there's many more cases, but none of those could make the book unless they went before and after the treatment, because many people after said, I'm not going back there. I'm going home to live my life. And I've ran into those people, Joe. It's the most amazing thing, the full circle that's come in the last 50 years. I'm running into those people or their children that remember my dad in the 70s. What did they do in 1977 when dad came up with this book and proved it? They, the nefarious they that we all know about, and you can describe it any way you want, the nefarious they went after my father. They commissioned a study at Sloan Kettering that Dr. Sigamora proved 29 times out of 29 that Laetrile reduced the metastases of tumors in lab rats that were designed to grow tumors, 29 times out of 29. He was a world-famous doctor at Sloan Kettering. And they didn't like the results because Sloan Kettering is funded by Big Pharma. So Big Pharma brought in a doctor, I don't recall his name, but for $1 million, he reran the test again after the first initial 29 tests. He reran it again and found that, lo and behold, the rats that were injected with saline, the control substance, were the rats that had the tumor reduction, and the rats that were injected with the Laetrile had no effect whatsoever. Now, you and I both know that what happened there, we can put two and two together.
Yeah.
But the fact is, they announced that to the world. And the New York Times, in 1977, when that study happened and my dad's book came out, published 158 articles, Joe, about Laetrile, demonizing it, demonizing my father. My father was mentioned in about every article, talking about he was a charlatan and a profiteer, and all he was doing was trying to make money off people. Because Sloan Kettering proved that it didn't work. Well, the fact is, Joe, there was a doctor there named Dr. Ralph Moss, who's in his 80s now, still alive, and he blew the whistle on this study at Sloan Kettering, and as recently as 10 years ago released a documentary called Second Opinion, the cover-up of Laetrile at Sloan Kettering. It was introduced on YouTube 10 or 13 years ago and completely censored, completely demonized. He was called a hack and a liar, a tinfoil hat, conspiracy theorist. And all he said was that it was proven at Sloan Kettering this whole time that all these studies proved that Laetrile was effective in stopping cancers from metastasizing in rats that grew tumors intentionally. He didn't say it was effective in humans. As a matter of fact, I've recently talked to his son, and he said he's never said that because there's never been a human study because no one is allowed to do it. The human studies aren't allowed to do it, but we've had thousands and thousands of cases, Joe. But that video we're now re-releasing because it's been deleted off of YouTube. And if you go to our website,
good luck.
Click on the video. You can link to it. Watch it free tonight. Your audience can watch that video tonight free, and it's not going to be deleted because Rumble won't delete it.
Well, let's hit some of these questions we've got about 12 minutes, 14 minutes left. I want to make sure people get it. The apricot seeds, they're designed to fight disease and improve our health, but don't they? And if I'm ignorant, you just say so. But don't they contain a level of arsenic and that? Won't that kill
you? Well, that's the psyop, Joe. That's the absolute psyop. Today, I've eaten 40 apricot seeds. This past weekend, I spoke at a health convention. I ate 100. I have a person that texted me today, amazing story that I don't have time to get into, but it's an amazing story he texted me today that told me he's eating 50 a day. It doesn't contain arsenic. It's tightly locked cyanide in the molecule, tightly locked. It's unavailable for release until it comes into an enzyme called beta glucosidase. The FDA knows this. They studied it in the 70s and said, this can't work the way these Dr. Richardson says because we can't get it to release the cyanide in the laboratory. It only releases the cyanide in the presence of beta glucosidase. Now, where do you think, Joe, and I'm going to answer the question for you because I don't want you to feel like I'm testing you. Where do you think beta-glucosidase is found in the human body? I'll answer.
In your belly.
In the cancer cell. In the cancer cell. God made it. So this enzyme is in the cancer cell. So when amygdalin comes floating along, it hits the cancer cell. Beta-glucosidase breaks it into four molecules. Two of glucose, which cancer loves. Everybody know cancer feeds on sugar. Benzaldehyde, which is more poisonous than cyanide, and cyanide. And in the presence of the cancer, those two things acting together kill the cancer cell. This is not a conspiracy theory. This is not something I came up with yesterday. There's thousands, literally thousands of case histories of this working exactly like I'm talking about, and many doctors that laid their careers on the line to get this message out there. But that's where, if it ended there, you'd go, well, John, that sounds good, but if I eat a lot of it and I'm healthy, I might die of cyanide poisoning. Well, no, because a healthy immune system has rhodanase in healthy cells. And rhodanase, look it up, fans, anybody listening, rhodanase breaks down the cyanide and benzaldehyde into analgesics, things that give you pain relief. So my dad and many, many other doctors, probably hundreds of doctors, said 95% of the cases, even if someone was on their deathbed, if they started taking Laetrile, they got pain relief. They would get, their hair would start to grow back. They'd get their appetite back. Even if they ended up succumbing to the advanced disease and it didn't wipe it out, wasn't a cure for cancer by any stretch of the imagination, it gave them pain relief and they had good things. There was about a 14% remission rate in people that were stage 4, stage 5 in my dad's practice. He had about an 86% remission rate where the immune system fought it off if they came to him first. But most people, honestly, even in the 70s, came to my dad last. But clinics in Mexico are still doing it. Other people are doing it, and they're having the same kind of success rates I'm talking about.
John, so the only, John, can your immune system, given the right tools, can it pretty much fight off any disease? And we keep talking about cancer generically. You're talking about all cancers, are you not?
I'm talking about all cancers. I'm talking about all disease. If you have the right nutrition and the right immune system, I promise you, there's people that are out there using our immune system to wipe out their cancer. I'm not a doctor. I don't diagnose anybody. I don't tell people not to do chemotherapy or radiation. Do what your doctor says. But if cancer was caused by cigarettes, there wouldn't be 95-year-old people that eat the apple and all the seeds and apricot seeds that are still living.
Yeah, so yes, John, cancer. My grandfather smoked two packs of Camel non-filters a day. Until he was 88, wouldn't eat anything out of a can, anything processed. And you're right, he was a big apple eater. But we got to go for a break because we believe in capitalism here. Be back in 2 minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in just a few minutes.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Joe, senior host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. Look, get involved, get engaged, and get informed. Don't be one of those guys whose butt we have to save on a regular basis. So get informed, seriously. I'm happy to be joined by John A. Richardson, Jr. He joins me, and we're discussing, well, basically, can you beat cancer without chemo? Can you beat cancer with all these treatments they have out there? And is it still the death sentence, because I'm learning to speak English, Sean, that it used to be? Thanks for being with me.
Yeah, my pleasure again. And I have an interesting story that happened to me today. Literally, I think
go for it. First time
I've said it on air anywhere. A gentleman that 2.5 years ago went into find out that he had cancer, and he was going to go for chemo, radiation, and surgery. But he said, I don't want to get the PRC test or whatever that test was called, or the vaccine. And they refused to treat him with the most advanced medical treatments in the world because he wouldn't get the vaccine. And those advanced medical things are, of course, chemotherapy, radiation surgery. That same thing they've been doing for 60 years, and as cancer rates have skyrocketed, death rates have gone up. So he went home not knowing what to do. And this is actually in the text he sent me today. He said he saw me on a podcast with Josh Sigurdsson of World Alternative Media. He's a good friend of mine. He did a podcast 2 years ago, and he heard about Laetrile and apricot seeds. So he got them. He started taking them, and he got up to today. He told me he was taking 50 apricot seeds a day and 500 milligrams of Laetrile a day, and he got to separate it from you got to separate those by 3 hours, and there's a whole other lesson for that. I'm trying to tell the story quick. He said that he went back to the doctor recently, like within the last week, and they said he had no more cancer. But they said, we think we should do chemotherapy and radiation on you to make sure it doesn't come back. And he intimated to me that he wasn't sure what to do because the only thing he could been able – he's on a tight budget. It's not covered by insurance. So the only thing he could do was the apricot seeds and the B17. And he said, I was considering going back and get the orthodox treatment, but now I don't know what to do. All they found was some abnormal cells. That story, I texted back. Whatever his name is, Trent. Let's say his name is Trent. Trent, are you kidding me? Are you hearing what you're saying? You've wiped out your cancer with apricot seeds and B17, and you're considering getting the orthodox therapy? Come on. You know, that's like the story, and I could tell it to you. My dad's very first patient in early 1970s, was his nurse's sister who was sent home to die. She had cancer. They were going to remove her arm because her entire arm was ravaged by cancer.
Wow.
My dad wiped it out. She went back to the doctors, her oncology clinic, showed them. They did tests. She had no more cancer. They said, we think we should amputate your arm anyway just so it won't come back.
Wow.
That, Joe, is how they're still doing it today. They wanted to give him chemotherapy and radiation when he had no cancer. And he said, would you have advised that if I came into you like this? He said, no, of course not, but we know you had it. So it's barbaric. It's ridiculous. And soon, within years, I believe if we all keep spreading the message, people are going to look like it, like the Saturday Night Live skit with Theodoric of York. And he's bloodletting, and we're going to laugh at it. They cut cancers out because cancer is something you catch, and I challenge anybody in your audience to test me on this. It's not something you catch. It's not in your genes. It's not a virus.
I was just gonna ask you that because you always hear when somebody talks about cancer, they'll say, "Well, does cancer run in your family?"
Absolutely ridiculous. Only your diet. Usually, grandparents pass their diets down to their kids to that, but. More and more, we're not eating like your grandfather did or your dad. Was it your dad or your grandfather?
No, my grandfather. He wouldn't eat anything out of a can. It was poison.
Right. Yeah. Less and less of us eat as healthy as your granddad did, and that's what they do. And less of the food we have has any nutritional value in it, so we have to supplement. And a lot of people to say, well, I don't want to be taking supplements the rest of my life. Well, would you rather take pharmaceuticals? Because the average person our age, I'm not sure how old you are, Joe, but I'm 59. The average person my age is taking 20 pharmaceutical drugs.
Oh, come on.
Yes, yes.
So
the average. Yes.
I am overweight. Okay, I'm not afraid to admit it. I'm overweight. I don't always eat great, but I do eat a lot. I do eat well, but I don't eat great. I don't take any medications whatsoever, and I don't need them, so it's not like I'm just blowing them off. I told you already. Told you about my wife. She's helped me with some supplements and vitamins that I should be taking on a daily basis. And I don't always feel the best, but I don't need any drugs. I don't need anything from that. Those people hate people like me.
Yeah. When's the last time you went to a funeral where they said the cause of death was a lack of pharmaceuticals? Oh, you know what? He died of a deficiency of the best pharmaceuticals drugs that were out there. That just doesn't happen.
I look at that. I watch my grandfather, to your point. Look, I'm not telling you should do this, but he smoked, you know, 2 packs of Camel non-filters a day, had his own garden, would rarely eat something from the supermarket. In those days, they had real butcher stores, so he would go down to the butcher. He knew the butcher. It was a different environment. It was a different time, and they came from the old country. There was no way they were going to eat some of the
Good news, bad news. So It's nothing that I have some my website and I'll give you, for $200, I'll give you this little secret. I'm telling you, the answer's already here. It's so simple that most people in your audience have the proof, have the receipts. Job, Joe, through great Americans like you, is to get on as many podcasts, as many shows, as many blogs that all of us know about it. World without cancer, as Ed Griffin predicted 50 years ago this year. He wrote the book in 1974. We've known the answer for 50 years. Answer, they proved it, but they won by the demonization and
and I've been conditioned from a very young age that you do what the doctor. That's what he's talking about her. She's talking about, right? And, you know, as you get older, some, you know, that's the other thing. Medicine seems to be this one size fits all. And I've learned from my wife. I found out she had breast cancer. I'd rather die from something else than go through the...
It's crazy how often technology. Have great faith, audience. The answer's here. It's been around for 50 years, and all you have to do is look for it. Don't be afraid. The thing that they use to the highest extent when someone gets the schmancer, as I call it on YouTube, if I ever get on YouTube, the thing they use is fear, false evidence appearing real. It's just a deficiency disease. That's all it is. If you have the right immune system, right metabolism, and right nutrients, you can wipe it out. I don't have the cure. There's no cure. It's a prevention. It's your own God-given immune system that helps you get rid of the schmancer.
Now, for clarity, okay, just so I don't screw this up, but for clarity, cancer does not run in a family as far as you're concerned.
No, I don't believe it does. Not only do I not believe it, I think that's another psyop. I think all the things they're doing with the king getting cancer and Meghan Markle getting cancer and the turbo cancer is to convince us that we need to get the vaccine against cancer. So we need to vaccinate against deficiency disease. Can you imagine if they said, hey, there's a vaccine to stop you from getting thirsty? You know, that's the same logic. There's a vaccine from stopping you to get scurvy. Everybody knows rickets is a deficiency of vitamin D. Scurvy is a deficiency of vitamin C.
We're going to run out of time. I want you to tell people where they can get your information about you. Get more information quickly.
Go to rncstore.com, rncstore.com. And we have a plethora of information all about things that aren't having to do with cancer. A plethora of information. Fill out the contact information, and we'll send you free information about
perfect.
This.
All right, John. It's been a pleasure having you on with me. We'll do this again, I promise. Sorry for the technical difficulty. Joe Messina, your host. Guys, God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid, because I want you back here with me tomorrow.
God bless.